What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
You know it. That's what we always do. It's Monday. We're giving you that positive and uplifting news. Tim, do you want to tell the world about the t-shirts or do you want me to?
I got you today. So guys, you guys all know we have t-shirts, gray or black. They're really cool. We have an updated version. So if you guys want to get that one instead of the original version, that's cool because we're pretty much out of the original version. They're $20 each. All proceeds will go to nonprofit organizations, RAIN, Suicide Prevention for American Teens, and the Positive Tomorrows. You guys get to choose where you want your $20 to go to. Now, if you don't have $20, but you still want a t-shirt, go ahead and go to your social media pages, add the Positive Truth, and then get 10 friends to like it as well that aren't already liking the page, and we'll send you a t-shirt for free. All you got to do is email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com, and we will get you taken care of. If you know us personally, just talk to us about it. I promise you, we're more than glad to talk to you guys about some t-shirts.
You know it.
Man, I am so sleepy today.
Why are you sleepy, Tim?
Man, I could not sleep at all to save my life last night. I was up at like 2 a.m. and then I had to get up at 6:30 for practice. I was just like, this is ridiculous.
Did you try, you know, reading a book?
Nah, man, I grabbed the good old cell phone. Bad habits.
That light was probably not helping you.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely kept me up probably an extra hour what I should have been.
So what were you doing on the cell phone?
Man, social media, looking at the same pictures and statuses I always do. It was ridiculous. I was trying to figure something out. I moved spots like 3 times. It was just bad.
Was Edna just passed out beside you?
Snoring like no other.
You should have said that on the podcast, Tim.
One of those apologies I'm going to have to make up.
On that note, let's get to the 8 positive news stories.
For sure.
Do you want to go first? You want me to?
You go ahead and go first, JP.
Okay. I wasn't going to start with this one, but I don't know. This is kind of crazy to me. So, Elizabeth Anderson Sierra, pronounce that correctly. She basically spends 10 hours a day pumping around 1.75 gallons of milk, 10 times of the average woman. And she donated 5,000 pints of breast milk to help premature babies and gay dads feed newborns.
Whoa, that's pretty dope.
I mean, yeah. I think it's really crazy considering all the extra calories you have to eat. It's like 500 extra calories just to do, like, basically feed a 30-ounce baby. I mean, not a 30-ounce, but just, like, have 30 ounces to feed a newborn each day. So I don't know what this girl is eating. She's slim. She's got a couple on her own. That is a lot of time dedicated to breast milk.
Man, she develops 10 times more than the average woman.
I mean, I don't know, man. Me and female anatomy and breast milk, not exactly my specialty.
I hear you. But that is wild to hear, though. And go ahead.
She donated 5,000 pints, man. This picture is basically, this picture is crazy. It's a fridge, right? Uh-huh. So imagine a fridge, but it's like your refrigerator. Take the freezer away and make it a fridge, and then stack it top to bottom with milk.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's wild. That sounds like a medical issue or something, though, to be honest, and it sounds like she turned that negative issue into a positive issue.
I don't know, man. Maybe she's just got the gifts.
Today's she got the gifts.
Everyone has their talents.
Oh, man, that's an awesome talent. Go ahead.
What do you got, Tim?
My next door, man, I actually have, there was this massive tourist. Wow, Tim. Massive sea turtle. This tourist was on the beach in Cozumel. He was, which is in Mexico, guys.
Maybe the tortoise was being a tourist.
I see what you did there.
Sorry. Continue.
All right, I'll go. I'm going. Yeah, so this guy, his name's Booker. He basically was like, Steve Booker. Wow, Tim. Pull it together. Steve Booker set out to go watch the sunrise, basically, on the beach in Cozumel. He's by himself. He's, you know, taking pictures and stuff, just enjoying the scenery. And he was walking on the beach, and he saw this big sea turtle, and he was like, oh, wow. Sea turtle was on its back, and he actually thought the sea turtle was dead. But then he noticed that the sea turtle started blinking, so he walked up and started recording immediately. And I have like a 7-minute video you guys can check out that I'm actually going to post right now because I have a bad habit of forgetting. So it should be there before you guys actually hear this. Basically, he flips the turtle over, and he follows the turtle all the way back to the sea. I mean, the turtle was bleeding and stuff. It looked like the turtle pulled up to, you know, plant its eggs and all that good stuff and then go back to sea, but it ended up flipping over. And it was just nice to see that this guy took his time to flip the turtle back over, make sure it got to sea on time. And on top of that, like, the whole time all this video is going on, the sunrise is, like, coming up, and it's just, like, super beautiful. It's just something really positive. You guys can definitely check out our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
How do you think the tortoise got totally on its back?
Well, like, there was, like, this tube right where it was. I'm assuming that it was, like, coming out of the tube, and it just fell over right out of it, like a sewer tube or something. Like, pipe thing. It looked like that's where it fell from, to be honest.
That would be a very bad day.
Oh, yeah. Turned into something good, though, for the turtle, for sure.
Yeah. That's a hell of a handicap, though. Do not fall on your back ever, or you are screwed.
Touche.
But it's okay. Evolution does wonderful things. A tortoise is probably going to live longer than I am.
Oh, that's the truth. Longer than all of us.
All right. Well, my next positive news story is about the Girl Scouts of America. They teamed up with Code.org, SciStarter, Goldie Box, and Society of Women Engineers to add 23 new badges to the Girl Scouts. And they're all in STEM careers, which basically means new badges related to science, technology, engineering, math, and the outdoors. Because it's 2017, and anything a guy can do, a woman can do too.
It's about time. That's what's up. That was really cool. I know a lot of females that are definitely going to talk about this story to me. That was an awesome story. Man, every time we have any kind of empowerment stories for women, like, I have about 5 female friends who are, you know, strong feminists, and they make sure they let me know, you need to talk about more feminist stories, Tim. Yes, ma'am.
Does that make them feminists, or does that make them egalitarians? Does that make our society, maybe they're just reacting in a way that shows that our society isn't very, well, nice to women. We don't respect women. It's in our language, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I also think they're bullies. They're all taller than me, too, so they, like, look down at me. I'm just kidding. I love them to death.
Not everyone that's taller than you, Tim, is a boy.
That's true. I'm just real defensive, guys. I apologize.
What do you got, Tim?
All right, so I got this this really shy woman from Charlotte. She gets on this flight, right? And I'm not exactly sure where she was going. I think they were heading to New York, to be honest. So she was on this flight, and it was an 8-hour flight. This little boy from Africa was actually on the plane as well. And she heard this little boy from Africa crying. Like, she couldn't understand the boy. Nobody on the plane really can understand the boy because it was just him and the boy's mother. They didn't speak English, and the boy was just crying frantically. They weren't sure exactly what was going on. You know, people on the plane were just like, oh my gosh, this is only 1 hour into an 8-hour flight. Like, this isn't gonna happen. Yeah, it sounds terrible. So this lady, she's 33 years old. She told the interviewer that she basically is a passive. She just doesn't like to deal with any kind of violence. She stands by and just lets anything happen. She would let somebody stand on her foot for 30 minutes before saying anything. She just is super into herself, super shy, doesn't like talking to anybody. So whenever she heard this little boy crying, she, like, heard some kind of shrieking without any words. She immediately recognized that it was a child with special needs. So Groner and her husband, they work at this friendship circle, which they pair teens that volunteer with children with special needs, such as autism, right? So Groner gets out of her seat after she hears this boy crying for a few minutes and was like, you know what? I have to do something. She gets up, she grabs a pen and a nausea bag from one of the flight attendants, and she goes over to the little boy, she grabs a little boy, gives him a hug. And she said when she hugged the boy that he was so tense, like within about 30 seconds, his body started to relax a little bit. She sits down on the floor in the aisle with this little boy. She traces her hand with the pen. The little boy starts to smile. You know, he does the same, starts drawing. He also had a fidget spinner that he was playing with. And he puts it to his cheek. He started feeling a little bit more relaxed because, you know, the vibrations from the fidget spinner was on his face. I mean, she basically handled this kid so well. She got him a travel pillow. The flight attendant got him some orange juice and cookies, which also helped him calm down, of course. And the rest of the trip went smoothly. The little boy's mom, after they were getting off the flight, with a little bit of English that she knew, said thank you to Groner. And Groner said, of course, you know, no big issue at all. She didn't get the, Groner and her husband didn't get the little boy or the mother's name at all. But Groner did say, everybody's been on a flight where there's a screaming child. And this is another way to diffuse the situation. Just ask yourself next time you hear a child crying, is there something that I can do? And I thought it was pretty awesome because I have been on a flight where a child was crying. To be honest, I've been on a flight where my nephew was crying. And it's definitely annoying. It's like, oh gosh, come on. And instead of being annoyed, like, I thought it was super, super awesome how, you know, she got up out of her own comfort to try to help everybody else on that flight. I know everybody else on that flight thinks she's a hero for sure. So shout out to you, Ms. Groner.
Fidget spinners vibrate?
I mean, some of them do, man. Like, I know my niece has one, and I flip it all the time, and you can feel it, you know, move a little bit, like that vibration from it.
I'm just going to be that person that just never touches a fidget spinner. I'm just going to be that one. I just don't. I'm okay. Anyway, back on topic. I have no clue what to do with a screaming child. No baby skills over here. But I will say this. I feel like this is a positive note. Little kids crying shouldn't be like a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, right. We all understand as adults, like, kids cry. Like, it's just okay. It's kind of like, you know, you get on a flight, some people snore. It's okay. Like, that's it. Like, we shouldn't be embarrassed because kids are crying. Kids are like these little unpredictable things that are learning everything, and they're not fully grasping situations. Kids aren't there to, like, make our lives better. Like, they're not here to, like, conform to our time. They're just trying to get by in a lot of ways. It's like, why? I don't see why as a society we are, like, look crazy at the person with the screaming kid in the supermarket. I don't know. Just me.
No, I hear you, man. Kids are kids. We definitely got to be a little bit more lenient to these kids crying in public, for also, children.
Also, we do this thing where we judge the parents. Like, you're clearly a bad parent because your kid's crying. Like, okay. Like, I just never got that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Like, I've done that before, too, to be honest with you. Like, it's a bad habit for sure. We definitely all got to get out of that.
That being said, if I hear a screaming kid on a flight, I'm going to have no clue what to do. So I'm just going to stay in my seat. Thank you. I recognize my limitations, and that is one of them.
Headphones on and chill.
Absolutely. Well, my next story is about another positive woman. So tell your friends, JP's got their back.
That's what's up.
She's 107 years old. And you know what she just got, Tim?
I don't know. What'd she get? A dog?
No. I feel like that would be newsworthy. That's a bad thing. Just don't think it would be newsworthy. No, she just got her high school diploma.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
At
107? She was born in Cary in 1910.
Man! Yo, so... Man, she got a high school diploma at 107. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just like, man, that is like wild.
Shout out to class of 2017.
Yo, is she like the Guinness Book of World Record for like high school diplomas? Like age-wise?
I don't know. So basically her story is she's from Cary, Ireland, and at 10 she migrated to New York. Instead of getting her high school diploma, she went for a program at the time, it was like, you pass this program, you're qualified to deal with newborn babies. So she basically worked, she got a career, worked with newborns, never got a high school diploma. However, she tells basically everyone, like, I've always had this long dream of getting a high school diploma. And, you know, went back and got one. I don't know what that process was like, but they got the little picture. I got the news crew out. That's pretty cool.
Man, that's awesome. Like, never too late. It's never too late to get an education, no matter how old you are.
Absolutely. What you got, Tim?
All right, mine's all the way from South Asia, actually, my next news story. It's a short one, so it's all good. I wish I could say this right, but the Sri Lankan Navy has come to the rescue.
Sri Lanka? So,
man. Sri Lankan? Yeah. There's an N at the end?
Sri Lanka? That's the place, right?
Yeah, I guess it's the Sri Lankan Navy. Sri Lankan. That's what they're called? Sri Lankans? Yo, I have no clue. I'm going to have to, like, do some research after this.
Did you download that app, Tim? Were you practicing on that app?
Yo, I should have. I still have it downloaded on my phone, too.
That's what you should have been doing when you couldn't sleep last night.
Oh, man, I got to pull my life together right now. So these two elephants were swept out to sea on accident. You know, it happened. And the elephants, I didn't know elephants could swim, by the way. I just found this one out. But these elephants were struggling to remain above the water, and the Navy came out to help them out. And now the elephants are actually okay and everything. They made it. But there's a cool little video. It's about 8 minutes long. You can see these elephants struggling a little bit, and the Navy comes out and helps them out. It's pretty awesome. So if you guys want to check it out, I'm posting it to the Facebook page as we speak. So check it out.
So basically what I'm hearing is JP has the women empowerment news stories covered, and Tim has the random animals get swept to sea or end up in a bad place stories.
I'm glad you caught that theme.
how do elephants get swept out to sea? It's not like elephants are like 12 pounds.
I thought the exact same thing. I was like, what? Like, why are some elephants in the ocean? I actually thought it was a fake story, right? But they were actually getting transported somewhere else, and they ended up getting pushed out. Like, I think a wave came by and the boat tipped over, and those two just went over.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I thought you were making it seem like elephants walking on the beach.
Oh.
They hit a wave like you hit Hawaii, and next thing you know, they're struggling.
That'd be wild.
That's what I thought it meant.
Oh man, no, that definitely that'd be a little far fetched there. I couldn't even imagine that.
That's what I was like. Most elephants are a little too big for that. It'd have to be some big waves.
Man, what was that movie? Never mind. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so out of it right now.
You know I haven't seen this movie.
I know. That's why I was like, let me shut up.
Well, lastly, my last positive news story. It's about a 9-year-old child. The child was born with the AIDS virus. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, this is the positive news.
I'm waiting for it, man.
It was treated briefly with an See, you remember how you were messing up last time? It's my turn now. Anti-retroviral. That wasn't that hard. Medication as a baby. And now at 9 years old, it's reported to be free of the infection. The rare but stunning case of wiping out the virus that caused AIDS for years holds promise for all patients of HIV. So yeah, it was a South American child. They don't want the identity to come out. But they gave him an little, anti-retroviral. Man, this is bad. It's called ART. There we go. It's called ART. It's an ART drug. And
gotcha.
It basically AIDS-free.
And that's dope.
So basically, they just did this whole announcement about it. And hopefully, this can continue on and we can get a cure. The first case that used ART, Jesus JP, was from Mississippi. And it was a newborn. She was like 18 months old, and by 27 months old, she was AIDS-free. And a French child started anti-HIV therapy at 3 months, and stopped treatment like at 5 or 7 years, and continues to be healthy 11 years later. She's 18 now. So It's expensive, but it's working. And if we can make it cost effective, we might have the treatment.
Man, that's actually like great news. That makes me like all these stories, like with AIDS and finding ways to cure it. I feel like there's going to be a cure for everybody within the next like 5 years or something. I'm like super optimistic about it.
Absolutely, man. Technology is crazy.
Man, especially over this last like 17 years, I want to say. It's been ridiculous.
Who knows what they're going to have by the time we're 60, Tim?
Man, if they have hoverboards when I'm 60 and can't ride them because I'll probably be too old, I'll be PO'd, man.
I'm too old to ride a hoverboard now.
Man, I probably would still try to take an L on a hoverboard at 60, though. I'm not going to lie.
You know those wannabe hoverboards that have wheels?
Yeah,
I tried those for like 3 seconds, and I was like, oh, this is a bad decision. Like, I never even got 2 feet on it. I was like, oh, I'm going to fall. I was one of those people who was like, I could baby duck, but I couldn't ride a skateboard.
I hear you.
Like, what kind of messed up logic is this?
Yo, I loved skateboarding back in the day, so I guess like I'm real excited for, you know, two wheels or any kind of board, especially a hoverboard. I remember they had that fake video like on social media a couple years ago. It was like Tony Hawk on this hoverboard and everybody thought it was real. You had everybody sharing it, and then when we found out it was fake, I was just depressed. I was like, man, I was really down to save up like $1,000 for a hoverboard and stuff. But, you know, that was probably like at the age of 21 or something. No responsibilities or anything like that.
Yeah, I have no clue what you're talking about, Tim.
Yeah, I figured you did, and that's why I kept going.
Do you have one more story?
Yes, sir. My story is actually about 2 8-year-old kids. I actually like the story a lot. So there's these two kids. One's Paul, one's Camden. They met in kindergarten, and these kids became friends really, really quick, right? So Camden was born with a disability. He actually has a tumor on his T2 and T3 vertebrae. While he's had 3 surgeries to debulk the tumors, Camden is paraplegic and relies on a wheelchair to get around. But Camden, his current wheelchair is so big that, you know, when he rides around in it, he tips forward every now and then because it's a real, real big wheelchair. And his friend, you know, he doesn't judge him at all. Paul, he's just no worries in the world. He plays with them. They play superheroes, all kind of stuff, and doesn't judge him at all. Doesn't see him as somebody in a wheelchair, if that makes any sense. So Paul basically was like, you know what? He wanted to do something for his friend. He told his mom that he wanted to help Camden get a new wheelchair because I'll explain to you why in here in 1 second. But this is basically what Paul wrote. He asked his mom if he could help, and his mom said, yeah, we can try to figure something out. And Paul heard about GoFundMe from one of his teachers. And Paul asked his mom if we can go on GoFundMe. And this is what Paul wrote. I wanted to read this to you guys because when I heard it, I actually teared up a little bit. Hi, my name is Paul. Here's a picture of me and my best friend Camden. We've been friends since kindergarten, and we love to play superheroes during recess. We love to go to McDonald's to eat Happy Meals and play at the park. My friend Camden was born with something on his spine and he can't walk. He has been in a wheelchair since before I met him. I asked my mom if I can go on GoFundMe to help Camden get a new wheelchair. His wheelchair has fallen forward many times and that sucks. Also, he has a really hard time pushing it because it's so heavy. But do you even know what's worse than that? His wheelchair is too big for him to fit in his own bathroom. He can't even fit through the door and use the toilet without asking for help. If he gets a new wheelchair, he's going to be more comfortable and he'll be able to do more things on his own. I think he would go super fast if he got his new wheelchair and we can play more. Please help Camden. Super sweet from an 8-year-old boy writing that. The coolest part about this story, in just 2 weeks, the campaign exceeded the goal of $3,900 and they raised $6,000. Which covered the cost of the new customized wheelchair.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Super dope. I just find it like so awesome how kids can come up with just the nicest things to say. And they're just so powerful, man. Kids' words are so powerful. They tell you how they really feel. There's no, you know, lies behind it whatsoever. No corruption. Nothing but love.
You've seen a video where it's like they take preschool kindergarten kids? They're like, what's the difference between you and your friend? And like, they're clearly like different races, different genders. One's in a wheelchair, one's not. And they just do like different kids. And I'm like, you like pineapple and I don't. Like, they can't find any difference.
No, I've never seen that. Sounds awesome, though.
Man, there's no way I'm going to be able to find it. You know the internet. It's just...
Yeah.
Sometimes backtracking is just impossible. That's what that reminds me of. We're over here struggling to pronounce antiretroviral. And that kid didn't need any big words to get his point across. So, yeah. Good job, man. Great letter. Glad I exceeded the GoFundMe account. Because you know he's going to get bigger and he's going to need another wheelchair. So it's okay.
Yeah, for sure. Man, I just shared the picture on the Facebook. So whenever you guys check it out at the Positive Truth Podcast, make sure you guys check out the picture because it's an awesome picture. Like, you can tell they're best friends for sure.
Hey, Tim, what kind of superheroes do you think they are?
Yo, one of them better be Flash. He said something about, he said something about going really fast, so that's the first thing that came to my mind.
I was just setting you up for that.
I already know.
I think we're done with positive news stories. Do you have a quote?
Yes, sir, but before we give them the quote, can you please let them know where they can find us?
You can find us on Twitter, @TPT_podcast, Instagram, @ThePositiveTruthPodcast, Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, Instagram, @ThePositiveTruth. We should probably try to get those theme lines, you know, we're working on it. We're also on SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play, and iTunes.
I like that last one, and iTunes. For the positive quote, I went to Dr. Seuss, guys. Why fit in when you were born to stand out?
Sorry,
we had a couple kid stories at the end, so I was like, I might as well go with Dr. Seuss.
It reminds me of that LeBron tweet from 2 years ago. He was like, don't fit out, fit in. And it was just like he was subtweeting. Maybe LeBron was reading Dr. Seuss too.
I hope so, man. Well, I think that's it for us today, JP.
Well, we will see you on Wednesday with more positive news. We out.
Stay positive.